From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. It appears the search for the gunman who killed four police officers on Sunday in a suburb of Seattle, Washington, is over. The Associated Press is quoting police spokesman Ed Troyer as saying the suspect, Maurice Clemens, was shot and killed early this morning by police in a Seattle suburb. Today, President Obama gives his big speech on Afghanistan at West Point. He will explain why the U.S. is fighting there and what he hopes to accomplish. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Obama will tell the nation that he is sending tens of thousands more troops to help the Afghan government get to the point where it can shoulder the task of protecting its country from al-Qaeda. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said on Monday that although the president's commitment to Afghanistan is not open-ended, no one should doubt his determination to succeed since he's already doubled the number of troops there.
There isn't anybody with a straight face that can question the resolve of this commander-in-chief to put the appropriate resources on what he believes was an urgent threat to our national security.
The president has already given the order to his military commanders to execute the new strategy. Now he must convince skeptics in his own party and among the public that the escalation will be worth it. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee has called the director of the Secret Service, White House Social Secretary Desiree Rogers, and the couple who crashed President Obama's first state dinner to testify about the incident later this week. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president has full confidence in the protection he gets from the Secret Service.
Nobody is more thankful for that than the president as well as the country. The president has faith in the Secret Service, always has, and that's not about to change.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. Voters are heading to the polls today in Atlanta in a tight race to elect the city's new mayor. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The issues are crime, taxes, and accountability. But race is also a factor in Atlanta, which is 56% African American. City Councilwoman Mary Norwood, the frontrunner, received 46% of the vote in the November election, not enough to avoid a runoff. If elected, Norwood would be Atlanta's first white mayor since 1974. She faces Kasim Reed, a former state senator who has received the endorsement of much of the African American community. Both candidates say they can get crossover votes. Over the past couple of decades, more whites have moved into the city. Both candidates downplayed the race issue during much of the campaign, but both went on the attack over the past weekend in the final mayoral debate. The key today is turnout, as candidates are battling to get their base of support to go back to the polls. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Japanese stock prices closed higher today. The Nikkei rose by 227 points, or 2.4%. This is NPR News. The cable company Comcast may have cleared a significant hurdle in its effort to take over NBC Universal. A dispute between NBC's owners apparently has been resolved. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
French media company Vivendi owns 20% of NBC Universal. General Electric owns the rest. GE wants to sell NBC to Comcast, but Vivendi was standing in the way. Now, Vivendi has reportedly agreed to sell its stake to GE after the heads of both companies met face-to-face in Paris last week. If the overall deal is completed, Comcast will become one of the largest entertainment companies in the world. That has some activists concerned. Josh Silver with the group Free Press says the public doesn't want more media consolidation. His group is planning rallies around the country to pressure regulators to reject the deal. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The chances of California voters being asked to repeal the state's ban on same-sex marriages next year are looking more remote after another prominent political group said that more time is needed to build a winning campaign. The founder of the Los Angeles-based Courage Campaign, Rick Jacobs, says that polling and other research his organization commissioned shows that gay marriage supporters do not have the financial backing, leadership, or edge in public opinion to try to overturn Proposition 8 in 2010. The announcement means that a coalition of small gay rights groups that is gathering signatures to qualify a gay marriage measure for the November ballot will be working without support from established organizations. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.